This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Zelensky on Sunday told reporters that 180,000 Russians had been killed in the fighting. Russia does not disclose military losses, which it regards as a secret. Both sides regularly describe the other's military losses as vast. Battlefield casualties are a highly sensitive subject in Ukraine, which is trying to reform how it mobilizes civilians to join its armed forces after last year's counteroffensive failed to break through Russian lines. Zelensky said that that plan had been leaked to Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Ukraine's defense minister said on Sunday half of Western military aid to Kyiv is delivered later than promised. Delays that hobble Kyiv's ability to defend itself against Russian attacks and cost Ukrainian lives. Ukraine, which is struggling with an ammunition shortage, has for months said Western aid is too slow to reach it. The U.S. and Britain struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen on Saturday, answering a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed rebel group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, including a missile strike this past week that set fire to a cargo vessel. U.S. Central Command released footage it said showed U.S. F-A-18 fighter jets launching on Saturday from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier in support of strikes against Houthi targets. According to U.S. officials, American and British fighter jets hit sites in 8 locations.